bays ki sazria. Sazria. First of all, the main accent is on the resh, and the suf does not have a dagesh. Ki sazria. Viyolida zachar. Viyolida shvana under the lamed. Vitame a shvana under the mem. Shiv as. Be careful with the ayin. Make sure you sound the ayin. If you say it quickly, it sounds like shivas. Shiv as. Ki mei. There's nothing under the yud. It is not ki yemei. It is ki mei. The word is divoisoch. You sound the vav, and there's a mapik hey. Divoisoch. Divoisoch. Titmo. Pasuk Gimel. Uvayoyim hashemini. Shvana under the shin. Bisar or losoi. The kamatz under the ayin is a kamatz katan. Therefore, under the resh is a shvanoch. Or losoi. Pasuk Dalid. Ushloishim yoim. The word ushloishim is milra, the main accent on the shim ending. However, ushloishes yomim, in that word, the main accent is on the lamed, ushloishes, which is mil'el. The word tahara, with no mapik, is different in meaning than the word tahara, with a mapik. The first time it's tahara, plain, and the second time it is tahara, with a mapik. Tahara, bidmei tahara, means she shall remain in blood of purity. But tahara, with a mapik, means her days of purity. So be careful with these words. Pasuk hei, v'tamme'a, shvana under the mem. Kinidasoch, mapik hei. In this pasuk too, tahara is without a mapik. Pasuk vav, tahara is with a mapik. It's a little confusing, but you must concentrate on this because it does make a difference in the translation of the word. Pasuk zayin, mimekar domeha. Mimekar, under the second mem, is a shivana. There is a dagesh. The word min. Min mekar, the nun is dropped and it becomes mim mekar. La zachar oy lanne keiva, dagesh in the nun, shvano under the nun. Pasuk ches, yodoch, mapik hei, yodoch. Velok kecha. Pasuk dalid, usa'ara. There is no mapik in that hay. However, in Pasuk Chaf, further ahead, you will see the same word, usa'arah, with a mapik hay. The first time, here, it means, and the, here. The second time, it means, and it's, here. So you must be careful with these two words as well. We have now completed Parshas Tazria, and we will go on to the next parsha, Mitzayra.